Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, and this is the third hour of our Friday night show. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
So, Friday night, you can call him about whatever you want because, well, you can do that any night, but frankly, it's always a little weirder here on Friday night, some Free Talk Live. Chris, you're a long time Friday night veteran.
Yes, I am. Am I part of the reason why it's weirder on Friday nights?
I'll tell you, it's always been weirder on Friday nights on Free Talk Live.
Has it?
Yeah. And so when we sort of pick co-hosts and these sorts of things, we pick the ones that are liable to talk a little more freely about weird stuff. They're much more likely to be a Friday night host.
Yes, I can raise my hand to that one. I don't take offense to it or anything.
Indeed, it's the truth. So,
now I know the truth. That's great.
603-283-6160. Well, that's definitely the conversations that.
What do you mean by weird? Like,
well, weird stuff. Normal, you know, normal stuff. Weird stuff. But, you know,
Aria and I last.
We don't
week.
Normally talk about people choking to death on tacos on a regular night show.
The thing about that story is, I thought you were going to say that he died from some kind of poisoning of eating too much beef at once or something like that. Maybe then I could understand that.
Oh yeah.
He, like, didn't know the conditions of this contest, but it was just that he choked on food. Like, you haven't learned that when you were, like, a kid?
Right, right.
Well, I mean, that's the point, show, right? Though, is, I mean, it could have shattered and got a little pointy and, you know, certain, you know, got him in a certain way and then, you know, just couldn't somehow clear it out of his throat. It's just a bad idea to try to do, we eat one of these, let's eat a bunch of food super, super, duper fast contests. I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's a certain amount of risk that you can't deny knowing getting into, right? And like, and then the question is, like, your child or your adult, I presume this is an adult child, is somehow trying to get money out of, you know, the taco joint or whatever
that
it is.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, basically,
it doesn't surprise me
either,
somebody
in your family dies under whatever circumstances, a wealthy organization is involved in any way, shape, or form, go after them and sue them. That's just the American way. Now, we should all be saying, shame,
yeah.
But we don't do that in America.
No.
And we support the little guy over the big guy because that's American or something.
It's absolutely crazy. Like, if you wanted insurance, like, if you want life insurance, get life insurance. Don't go blaming, you know, some organization. Yes, I know they have a gazillion dollars, but, you know, that's not their fault that you partook in a risky activity. And they shouldn't be held liable when it wasn't even a situation that you couldn't have predicted.
If I was a super wealthy corporation, though, I would never put on one of these eating contests. Like, there's a woman that died from drinking too much water.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's like, it's one of these things where it shouldn't be a problem. Like, it shouldn't be something that you should have to think about, like, the liability for, but you do because of this type of situation.
And to be clear,
that's so ridiculous.
The Fresno Grizzlies, a minor league baseball team. So, I mean, it's not like they're super wealthy or anything like that.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make some excitement of going to a minor league game. And I've been to some minor league games, and they're fun because there's just people playing baseball out there, and you don't expect any, you know, weird stuff going, and I've enjoyed it. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't participate in this. Why? Okay, well, give me two tacos, and we'll see how I do. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's all. Let's go to the phones, guys. Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much.
What's on your mind?
Bonnie, Chris. I want to talk to Mark directly, and anybody else that is
wrong.
You know, question the Free State Project. I actually moved to New Hampshire in 1991, and it was a liberty movement for me to move out of Massachusetts. Up to New Hampshire.
Yeah, you definitely came a long way even before the Free State Project.
Yeah,
well, exactly. And then
anybody who moves from New Hampshire to moves from Massachusetts to New Hampshire for more liberty, I already support them.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Right. No, and I, you know, I there was a group of people that up in New Hampshire at that time before the Free State Project, when we had a group of friends and we would have meetings and, you know, I don't know, there was a thing called the Judge for Jails, Jail for Judges, something like that, which was an acronym, and it was about, correcting the justice system. And there were a bunch of really, really smart guys that were, part of that group. In any case, though, my point is, and I've been fighting on, you get this negativity stuff coming over, usually on Facebook, and I I always have to counter it.
What's the negativity? What do you counter it with?
Well, I just say there is nothing else.
There's nothing besides the Free State Project?
I'm saying there is nothing else that has anything established. I've been waiting for something for most of my life to have this. And I've got it, okay? And it pisses me off that people are denigrating it when many of them don't even know what's going on.
Well, I'm going to
tell you
this.
They're not active.
New Hampshire is nothing as far as freedom compared to the U.S. Marianas. I lived there for 2 months, and it is a freer place by far.
Yeah, I mean,
that freedom is one of our friends.
It's what?
That freedom is way more fragile than the freedom in New Hampshire.
Well, I don't know what the difference to the fragility was. I mean, it seemed real free in New Hampshire until a bear cat ran through the wall here in Free Talk Live studios.
Yeah, you know,
I think in one of the last calls I did, the one of the actions is we've got to nullify the federal government from doing this stuff.
But we're not going to.
That's not realistic. What you want to do, but at the end of the day, we have 5,000 people here in New Hampshire. I think that's evidence that we're succeeding in some respect, but I don't necessarily think that that means we're going to have control of the state. And I think it's possible we could have control of the state in 20 years, maybe, but that doesn't mean we're going to be free because there's still the federal government. So I don't know. I think people should continue to move here, but I think at the same time, we need to look towards the future and say, hey, we're never going to be 100% successful in New Hampshire. And what is the next step? What is the thing that comes after the Free State Project? What is the next thing that, we can do to move to a higher degree of freedom? And I don't think the Mariana Islands is that much more free than than New Hampshire is in the United States. But I do think there are some aspects of it that are better. And I think, what Mark is doing by looking at other places, around the world that we might actually be able to gain further freedom, I think is a great next step.
A small island is at risk. Okay, if China, who's real close over there.
Whoa! The United States is not going to let China go anywhere near the Saipan. Not going to happen.
Well, I have no idea what Biden and Harris are going to do. I think they're total whack jobs.
I think they'd be more likely to get New Hampshire to China than they would be Saipan.
Well, think about is if the United States government crumbles, I'd rather be in New Hampshire than in Saipan.
If the United States government crumbles,
I don't know,
completely. If you have like a, like we're talking about an eat the dog scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather be in New Hampshire than in Saipan.
Agreed. I would rather be there too, but, I don't know. You can do all kinds of fishing there in Saipan. You don't even have to eat the dog.
I think that that's coming, though, like the United States breaking down all the way, then I just kind of think I'd rather be in New Hampshire where there's already, like, a lot of people.
Yeah, I definitely would. Wherever it is, I want to be with other liberty-minded people.
Wherever it is, I definitely don't want to be any place where it gets 20 below in the middle of the night in February. Thanks.
You can solve those problems.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. What do you want on a Saturday night, Friday night? It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And we just had Bad Slave on, you know, defending New Hampshire, which I think is great. I think that New Hampshire is a great place to move. If you are living in the Northeast and you don't mind blizzard-type conditions and you're looking for lower taxes than you're currently dealing with and a freer place to live.
Well, then, so not just the Northeast, because, like, it gets way worse in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only reason to move to New Hampshire is because of the people here, the people who moved here, not because of what we have here.
Well, so
it's better than some places, but that's like, I don't know. It just seems like I would not have moved to New Hampshire.
I don't like the term free state, which is used over and over again to describe New Hampshire when it is not free. It is not markedly freer than it was, you know, when we moved here in 2003.
No.
And there's some things cool things going on this year that I think a strong eye needs to be kept on.
There's a lot of cool stuff going on in New Hampshire, I think, but it's not the reality is that we don't have control. Like, freedom doesn't exist here because we don't have enough control over the state. And I don't necessarily know we're going to have it anytime soon, but it's the working towards some of these goals and so many people doing different freedom-oriented stuff that I think is great. It's the people.
I can tell you what makes me the angriest is that, you know, the keen cops here who have been after these the Liberty activists, whom I've called my friends for some time,
yep.
I've managed to watch them as sort of a third-party observer and tried to get some work out of these cops. And they're like, oh, he's a free stater. We don't have to do anything for him. I mean, I've literally reported crimes to them. They do nothing. And then, but you can believe they're Johnny on the spot when the FBI comes here to, you know, to lock down the entire street.
Oh, yeah, they were all excited. Like, we got to get this one cameraman as far away from the house as possible.
Bunch of salivating lap dogs for the FBI. Who's, you know, do they care that these charges are spurious? Do they care that they're completely, you know, contrary to New Hampshire law? No, they don't care about any of that stuff. Bring on the mass holes and let them lock up our people. So, you know, I don't have much use for the Keene Police Department, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what can I tell you? There's no place that's going to be completely free. That is just a wish of libertarians. But we can work on it and see if we can, you know, make things better. And one of the ways you got to do it is by suing cops. Here's a story from the New York Post.
I like it.
Cops sued for excessive force after mistaking Star Trek memorabilia for weapons. Chris, you managed to sue the cops one time.
Yeah, right? It's super difficult to sue police because they have to violate some sort of constitutional, clearly established constitutional, like, it has to be clearly established, basically. So, like, it can't just be in the Constitution. There has to be an exact same case.
Uh-huh.
And you can't get to the Supreme Court if there hasn't already been that case. So how do you, it's this,
in the first place.
Right, exactly. It's a circular reasoning nonsense. And yeah, basically the only reason I was able to do it is because it's already occurred. It's already hit the Supreme Court.
So what happened?
So they settled basically, because at the end of the day, well, they were wrong.
You were on the side of the road protesting something, and they said that you couldn't be there.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically what happened was I crossed the street, and then the reason that I was able to sue was not because that they charged me with a crime, and they dropped the charges, but because it wasn't a crime to cross the street, but they dropped charges, and then we sued them not because they, like, falsely arrested me or because the charges they charged me with I didn't actually violate, but because they touched the camera. Because they grabbed the camera, the first thing he did was grab the camera when he came up to me.
Yep.
They cannot interfere with the camera, basically, under any circumstance. If I'd been violent, they still could not interfere with the camera. I wasn't violent, by the way. But even if I had been, they cannot interfere with the camera. That's a First Amendment violation, and therefore I was able to sue.
That's so, like, cool that they actually, like, upheld that. I wouldn't think that, I don't know, I just kind of would think that any court would be like, yeah.
Well, Ian's put him on the ropes three times, getting an actual financial settlement out of the mass, some mass cops back in, I can't remember what year it was, like 2009 or something.
For what?
I mean,
filming.
So I think it's good to sue to some degree because it puts them on notice, but I don't necessarily think anybody should be deluded into thinking that that is going to change anything at the end of the day. I think there are, we have had an effect, you know, but it's kind of weak, right? And in order to really have a more, you know, major impact, we need more people. But I think again, like I was saying earlier, you know, what Mark is talking about, you know, that is probably the future. You know, it's like, but you gotta start somewhere, and that's why I think doing some of these little things, you know, a lot of times it's not even about what you're doing specifically. It's about the publicity that it will generate, and it will show that we're doing something in New Hampshire, and that's why people, you know, should come here and join us, and we'll work together, and we'll find other better solutions to problems as we have more and more people. So. Well,
arresting people over Star Trek items will probably attract some press, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two Florida brothers have decided to boldly go ahead and sue the Fort Lauderdale police for excessive force, claiming cops violently detained them, in part because the officers mistook harmless Star Trek memorabilia for real weapons. In a civil rights lawsuit filed Monday, Raymond and Randall Purcell were seeking a minimum of $75,000 in damages in the 2017 incident involving Officer Alexander Paul, the Miami Herald reported. Paul and another cop, Stephen Porrance, had responded to the home after Raymond, then 62, called 911 alleging his and his wife's cars had been keyed by a relative. But the officers told him there would be no arrest or police report filed because the damage to the vehicles appeared to be under $1,000 and the relative was no longer at the location. So we're not going to do our jobs. An infuriated Raymond slammed his fist on the hood of the car in the garage and also tossed a flashlight away from the direction of the cops that he had been using to show the officers the vandalism, according to the suit. When Raymond tried to enter his home, Paul and Portens forcefully detained him and his brother. The officers said that the depositions that they felt threatened by the brothers because they knew Raymond had a concealed gun permit and a firearm on the premises. They also saw weapons all over the wall, Paul said. But the suit argues the display was actually Star Trek memorabilia and decorative blades. Asked whether they had probable cause to arrest Raymond, the cops said they did not, and they were detained him for an officer safety issue, according to the report. So, basically, you know, the cops didn't want to do what the citizens wanted them to do. And he said, well, sorry, we're not going to report damages here because it's less than $1,000. Now, when your car gets keyed, and you want to be able to deal with the insurance company or whatever, you need some kind of report. And why these officers don't want to write things up baffles me.
They're lazy. They don't want to do their job.
But then you make them mad by being upset that they don't want to do their job and they want to do something to you.
This just seems like a situation where, honestly, I think you shouldn't have called the cops. Like, if my car got keyed, I'd be like, wow, that sucks, but I'm not going to call the cops and get violently arrested. Like, that's...
Lots of people believe calling cops in is the only way to get solutions to their problems. They're told that way by the insurance company.
That's how you get your dog shot.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has set up a panel to consider some changes to the Supreme Court. One of the questions they're exploring is, should the Supreme Court have more than 9 justices? A bipartisan commission of law professors and former Justice Department officials will be considering many different aspects of the Supreme Court, as we hear from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
But they will also be looking at the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of justice on the court, justices on the court.
She says the commission will have a report for President Biden in about 6 months after convening.
That will, of course, impact his thinking moving forward. But he wants smart legal experts, people who have been thinking about these issues for decades, to have a discussion and a debate.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden submitted his first budget request to Congress, in which he's proposing a 16% increase in domestic spending and asking for less defense spending than former President Trump did. In a 58-page, $1.5 trillion budget request for 2022, more money would go toward domestic programs to reduce poverty, strengthen environmental protection, and aid in public education. People are asking if former President Trump is planning to run for president again in 2024. A former staffer says maybe, as we hear from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Mark Meadows, former chief of staff at the end of the Trump administration, said that the former president is better than 50-50 to run again for president. Meadows said this week, "I'm feeling great about President Trump's willingness to serve once again in the Oval Office." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. For this live edition, it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to have tried our best to create a live edition for you. So, presume that's the live time I'm talking about, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
But, here on a Friday night, just use the number, call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're going to go to callers in just a moment, but I want to thank Gavin, who's a silver amplifier, for amplifying Free Talk Live. Everybody has every reason for being concerned the AMP program appears to have been, or might have been, compromised, but appears that for all intents and purposes, it has not. So, amp.freetalklive.com, and do as Gavin has done, and allow us to continue to spread the ideas of liberty far and wide, and free speech, and all the stuff that we like and that you like. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We got Turd Ferguson calling in. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what up, guys? It's Turd Ferguson calling from my hot tub, my backyard. So I just wanted to call in and talk about Ian and the Free State Project, because I was listening to the show for probably the last 45 minutes or so, and it sounded like one person in there specifically might have been a little bit surprised, actually, that the Free State Project, the organization incorporated, FSP Inc., as they call it, didn't come to Ian's or anyone else's aid when they got arrested. And I was just wondering if this person was born yesterday.
Why?
No,
is that?
I know that they were rude to Ian in the past, and he's done so much for them, and they never ever apologized for it and stuff. I'm just pointing out that it's messed up. I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, I just want to point out that the community came together. The vast majority of people came together. FSP Incorporated or the board did not, but the community.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people don't know about what's going on in Keene at all because the FSP board hasn't used its power, its communication power, to tell anybody.
Yeah, they could just tweet a quick tweet like, it's so sad what happened.
I will say this. I have not been stopped from promoting, the Crypto 6 at events. FSP Incorporated. So
why would they stop? How bad would that look if they stopped you? Okay, guys, listen. I'm just going to go on a limb and say that the reason why I left New Hampshire is because I stayed there for like several years and I felt 0% freer than I had when I lived in Maryland, except maybe I paid a little bit less income tax, but I was harassed equally as much by the police. And no one, and luckily for Ian, at least the community came to help him. Not the FSP Incorporated or anybody came to help me when I got harassed by the police up there. So I don't think that moving to New Hampshire is going to do anybody any good anymore.
So
I would actually advise, hold on a second. I would actually advise any people living in New Hampshire right now to move away from New Hampshire and seek real freedom in their lifetime, because they're not going to find it in New Hampshire.
Where should they move to?
So that's insane. So first of all, nobody's ever said that New Hampshire was free, okay? The idea was to get to a point where we were free. So if you thought you would move to New Hampshire and be free, you're absolutely psycho, and you have no understanding what the Free State Project was supposed to be about in the first place.
What are you talking about? How long is it going to take, Chris?
How long is it going to take? Did you not read the In Our Lifetime part?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, did you think that was supposed to happen in, like, a day or a year or 10 years?
Are you supposed to just give up?
Somebody's got to talk. Not three people at once.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, look, turn. Chris wants us all to wait till we're dead. And I want real freedom in my lifetime.
No, I'm not saying wait until you're dead. But you've got to work together. You got to work on stuff. And the reality is there's a lot of people working here together to achieve things. Now, maybe they're not what you want in terms of freedom, but that's why you work and you start what you want to do, and then other people will join you.
Don't you live in Philadelphia?
You've got nobody where you are, man. You can't possibly tell me.
No, that's not true. Here in Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania, there are lots of libertarians moving here. They know it's free here in the
city. Yeah, that's why I've never heard of it.
And what happened the other day when you got pulled over, like, a couple months ago, and you got pulled over and held for 45 minutes for no reason?
Nothing happened. I'm dealing with that. I'm going to court on that on Tuesday. And by the way, I'm probably going to win that case.
There would have been, three libertarians there if you were stopped for 45 minutes in Keene.
We literally had, within 5 minutes, two people on the scene of the FBI raid. You can't possibly tell me. That's not true. I actually live on the other side of Keene.
Yep,
and second of all, we within a couple of hours, we had dozens of activists at, I'm not even sure how many people were here at this particular studio, but I do know that there were dozens of activists over at the Mighty Moose Marts and the Bitcoin Embassy and the other house.
That's not a win. It doesn't matter how many of you were there. Ian still got arrested, and he's still facing many
very, 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 very line for all of us. And you know what? That's somebody I'm willing to look up to. I don't necessarily have to agree with everything somebody says, but I will say that I will look up to somebody who has at least put their life on the line or at least done something.
Ian's been looking for this case.
Nobody said not to look up to him. What are you talking about?
Wait, Turd. Ian has been trying to find this case for some time, and the fact that it didn't go exactly the way he wanted it to is a little frustrating. There's no doubt about that. But as to leaving New Hampshire to find more freedom elsewhere, I think that now that's true if you need to have different types of freedom in your life. So for me,
that's true.
I want to pay fewer taxes, but I'm not really paying any high taxes in New Hampshire. I have to say,
I'm
on a quest to find better. Puerto Rico is great if you're looking to pay lower capital gains taxes. And the best time to have moved there is 5 years ago, and the next second best time is now.
Hold on. I believe if you make a $5,000 or more donation to charity every year, you don't need to pay capital gains taxes in Puerto Rico. I believe that is one of the laws down there.
I don't know that it's about $5,000, but I can tell you that you don't pay capital gains.
Wait, let me hear your point you're making, Mark, about Ian wanted this case to happen eventually.
Well, Ian's basically been trying to make this particular case happen. He wants to prove that free people can buy and sell Bitcoin without interference from the federal government. And hopefully,
yeah, well, thank God, thank God for Ian the martyr.
He loves that stuff. And hopefully he will win that. But, you know, he said all along he's an activist, and that's what he wants. You know, he wants to, you know, he wants to make his money.
Yeah, so, Turd, for his, for Ian's purposes, would it have been better for him to just run away to Pennsylvania and, like, live by himself and be the only libertarian there? Like, I just don't get what your point is about Ian specifically. Maybe that's what you want to do.
Listen, if Ian didn't want to pay taxes, he should have moved to Puerto Rico.
That's not even what this is about.
Ian is not about taxes, man. It has nothing to do with taxes. Ian is about freedom. He doesn't want taxes. He wants freedom in all respects, and you don't get that by moving to the place with the particular freedom that you want. He wants all those freedoms.
Think of all the people living in the anarcho-capitalist utopia,
and I'm living in the pragmatic United States of America. And I'm telling you that if Ian didn't want to go to jail or face years and years of prison time, he would have just moved to Puerto Rico. Because Ian's assets and his money clearly was very important to him, and he obviously
What on earth made you think?
In an 1880s duplex.
What on earth makes you think that money was important to Ian?
Ian
is the cheapest person. Like,
Melanie, you tell him, Chris, you're not confused frugality with riches. Do not. I mean, those are two mutually exclusive things, and you can be both at the same time, also.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the point is, but okay.
Ian's not motivated by wealth. If he wanted to move to Puerto Rico, you know, I talked to him about moving to Puerto Rico. He doesn't have any interest in doing that. He wants to be in New Hampshire, where he thinks the, you know, that exciting game of liberty is afoot. And that's what his concern was.
Yeah.
And now there he is.
I'm Ian.
Playing liberty with the convicts of Miramac.
I'm Ian's girlfriend, and I didn't know he had, like, a lot of money until the people said it on the trial. Like, that was literally news to me.
He doesn't care that much about money. It's all exaggerated.
The church does.
Yeah, it's exaggerated what he's got. He's got very little, to be honest.
Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
For
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
Now, before we get into the call here that is waiting on the line, I want to say one thing about this story about the cops that went after these guys that had the Star Trek memorabilia. Because this story gets really, really crazy after the cops refused to give some kind of insurance report for the damage that was done to the cars, allegedly done to the cars, and all that stuff. So, the suit alleges that during the altercation, Paul, that's the cop, hit Raymond with the butt of his gun, slammed him to the ground, pulled his arms so forcefully that he heard a snap in his arms and went limp, the suit says. Paul then allegedly punched the man, who told the officer he was disabled, with so much force that it knocked Raymond's acrylic partial dentures out of his mouth, according to the filing. When the brother tried to intervene, the suit alleges, the other officer, Porohance, kicked him, put his foot in his face, and left him with a half-inch cut near his eye, according to the Herald. As a direct and proximate result of the city's negligent supervision, retention, and training of defendants, these two officers, they were subject to the Purcells here, were subject to injury, including deprivations of their civil rights and civil lawsuits, the plaintiff's attorneys wrote. So the Purcells suffered damages including mental anguish, bodily injury, pain, suffering, humiliation, embarrassment, loss of earnings, loss of ability to earn money, and according to the suit. And these are all the things that one puts into a suit.
Where is this suit happening? Is it New York?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. So they probably have qualified immunity, so this is probably not going anywhere, as messed up as that is. There's a few states now that have gotten rid of qualified immunity, but it's New York and, like, one other state.
New Mexico.
Yeah,
New Mexico. At this point, the officers weren't even saying that they didn't arrest. They just beat him up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
they came to the house, said, I see Star Trek memorabilia on the wall, and beat the hell out of them.
This is how crazy and messed up the law is. Literally, they basically can say, I've got qualified immunity, and the case gets dropped. So, like, this is how bad things are. It doesn't matter how much damage they've done to you, or physically, or your property. They could kill you, and you still can't sue that, or your you know, your children and your family can't sue the police, even though they've killed you for no reason.
Let's go to the phones. David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, question on the lawsuit you mentioned earlier.
lawsuits on filming the police, and that New Mexico just signed that ending qualified immunity into law the other day. And I think there might be a few more states other than just New York and New Mexico.
New Hampshire's got something in the works, too, from what I understand.
Say again?
New Hampshire has something in the works, too, from what I understand.
Got it. Okay. And then back to the lawsuits for damages for police interfering with the filming. A couple questions in the case of Ian and of Chris. What were the settlements, and what is the Supreme Court case law to which you referred, if you remember it by case name?
There's a couple.
Was
so
this Glick?
Yeah, it's, I'm trying to think what it was exactly. It's Glick. It is that case. Glick. It's Glick versus.
It doesn't matter as long as you got one of the words.
Yeah. Okay. So the Glick case is one of the cases. There's actually a better case in New Hampshire, I believe. That is like
the Gericke case.
Is that the one?
That's Carla Gericke's case. Yes.
Oh, was. No. The one I'm thinking of, I believe there was actual violence used. That was okay. I was thinking that was one of the Free Stater people they were referencing. Okay. Yeah. So there's actual, even if you're using actual violence against the cops, like they can't mess with the camera. So yeah.
And what was the settlement?
Oh, so that that has been published. In my particular case in Manchester, I got a $15,000 settlement. The objective wasn't really the money. We didn't sue them out of the money.
But they do hate to write a check.
What's that?
They do hate to
They
write
do
a
hate
check.
To write a check. The objective of our suit was effectively to get a, you know, basically an admission of guilt, but they won't ever admit guilt, but the settlement of itself is
they
enough.
Palmer Mass settled with Ian for $5,000.
Yeah. You can potentially get more, you know, if we really wanted to, there's a possibility that we could have gotten like $165,000 even. There have been similar cases that did achieve those kind of numbers in New Hampshire recently, actually. But we really weren't that concerned about bringing a real case against them. It was basically more about the publicity that it would generate. At least that was my biggest reason for suing them, basically, was just to demonstrate that we are doing something here in New Hampshire, and that, the more people who do something, you know, the more successes we'll have over time.
Right.
That's why you always challenge the ticket.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I don't imagine everybody involved in this case is going to be able to take it all the way to trial.
No, but often they'll... I mean, okay, so it depends on what the ticket is for, but depending on the ticket, like...
No, I'm talking about this. This is no ticket.
Are you talking about the Crypto 6?
The Crypto 6.
Yeah, so...
Crypto6.com.
So, absolutely, this is a very different type of situation, but in New Hampshire, we often fight tickets that are really stupid tickets, like $5 parking tickets, or, you know...
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that particular notion.
Yeah, I mean...
To me, what that says is, sure, give up a whole bunch of your valuable life to fight a $5 ticket.
But that's the point, because they usually don't want to give up their
I'd
valuable
rather
life.
Give them $5.
But so, they don't want to give up their
Mark,
valuable life, so they...
Mark,
yes, they do.
Shall,
Mark,
I mean, they end up, like, dropping
the
it.
The reason, here, and here's the thing, I don't think there's been a single case over, like, a parking ticket in the last year and a half, pre-COVID, okay? And that's because... The cases, because people have been fighting it for so long, they just don't care anymore. They just drop the cases.
Yeah.
And the last case that was fought in the courts was a case where I won on two different parking tickets. So since then, there's not, and we've had dozens of people. We've had a couple dozen people.
Parking
who
tickets
have
cost
fought.
$15 in New
It's
Hampshire.
$5.
Okay, so if it's $5. It's not worth it to me.
It's not worth it to me either.
To even go and say I'm disputing this ticket.
I agree. It's
even
not.
If that's all I
it's
have
not.
To do is I have to go to the drive from wherever I got my ticket to the police station and say,
sure.
Hey, I'm going to dispute this ticket because sure. I know y'all are just going to roll over and lick your bellies.
But it's right next door to Foking Green.
It's not that hard to go in and you know basically
it's not that
ask
hard.
For ask for a trial and it, you don't there's nothing there's no loss other than a little bit of time, and at the end of the day, some of it is just about the publicity. It's just about demonstrating that we're doing something.
Well, here. I can tell you in my case, I don't own a car, So I can't do it, and my wife is not interested at all in any of the cars that she owns.
We don't have to. We don't all have to do the same thing, Mark.
Just saying.
You know, it's like you do a radio show, right? That's something, right?
I'm just saying that $5 is not worth any of my time playing around with these people.
Yeah. But it's not about the $5.
It is about the
$5. It's not. It's never been about the
$5. They will put you in jail over that $5. Believe me, it's about the $5. And $5 is... I'm not going to give them my time. I'd rather, you know, here, so, you want a little, you want $5 to go away there, you little small-time thug, here you go.
But that just encourages them.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's why you guys can fight them.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, not everybody's going to fight the $5 parking ticket, but we have enough people here fighting it that we've actually, we've been very successful. Like, nobody's paid a parking ticket.
Tickets.
No, they're not. Not in. Well, okay. So let me rephrase this. Anybody who goes in and says
fights it.
No. You don't have to fight it. If you go to the parking department and you say, "I want to fight this," they will now drop it. If you're an activist,
I should say.
Yeah. If you want to dispute it, they will simply drop it.
Right. I gotcha. But that's a victory. But it takes energy and commitment and do all those things just to go into the parking department and say that. And
look, man, I wasn't saying we have freedom here, man. You're acting as if I'm telling you we have freedom because we fought a few parking tickets.
No. I'm simply saying that I don't think it's worth fighting parking tickets.
Yeah, and I get it. But I'd rather fight a parking ticket than fight, a charge that has a 10-year, you know.
It doesn't have any relationship. You know, they know that too, and they'd rather focus their efforts on the 10-year charge. So they'll not fight the parking tickets.
Yeah, I agree. I still think it's worth fighting, even if it's more of a philosophical fight.
David, you're still there, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Oh no, I'm with you. Just let me leave you with this: the people that parents have suffered from parental alienation have. Designated April 25th of every year, this year in particular, as a Parental Alienation Awareness Day. So if anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, please take 5 or 2 minutes and Google parental alienation and see what other people are suffering.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, parental.
Thank you.
The parental thing is really messed up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, it can be very, very, very bad. And, it's a tragedy.
Family court is horrible.
Yeah, and
there ain't no justice in family court. That's for sure.
I don't envy the family court judges and all that stuff either. I mean, it's just being involved in other people's problems. Oh man, it's tough.
Yep.
There's no like pat one answer. They're always wrong in this way or that way or whatever.
You can always quit your job.
What's that have to do with being a parent?
No, if you're the judges,
oh, yeah, that's
the lawyers that are getting so rich off family court.
Check out thecrypto6.com and help us fight this FBI raid here.
Doug.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.